Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
So, oh my gosh, to wake up and see an email from David Attenborough is an exciting day. To wake up and see an email from his producers is, you know, not as exciting, but still quite exciting, particularly when they're telling you that a new series of the BBC's Planet Earth show is being made and they are looking to find local environments of tawny frogmouths, and we have quite a few of them here in Melbourne. I am joined now on Breakfast by producer for Planet Earth 3, Freddie DeVasse. Good morning, Freddie.
Good morning, Sammy. Thanks very much for having me.
My absolute pleasure, and I can tell you already, many listeners have been sending in photographs and stories of tawny frogmouths, although they're being a bit close-beaked with me. They won't share specific details. Maybe you can coax them out further.
Yeah, let's hope so.
What's the plan?
Well, we've got a film crew coming to Melbourne in November this year because we're so keen to film these tawny frogmouths. They're just such extraordinary birds. They're so charismatic, and so little globally has been seen about them. So we want to film the adults because their camouflage in the day is extraordinary. And it's part of the reason why they're so successful in cities, because no one sees them in the day. And then at night, when the streetlights attract lots of the insects, they do really well hunting there. But ahead of the team arriving, we're just really keen to find out where we would find these tawny frogmouths. So we're keen to hear the locations of any tawny frogmouse nests that any of your audience know about.
Freddie, we feel a little bit flattered that you've chosen Melbourne, but really, be honest, are you about to talk to five other breakfast shows all around the world and you're only going to go to the country who provides the most data for you?
Yeah, no, I'm going to be totally honest. No, we're only talking to you.
Good.
Now, you've got a fantastic tawny frogmouth population in Melbourne, and it's an incredible story what happens in Melbourne. And you've also got some fantastic scientists who have looked at these birds for many years that we're collaborating with. So really, it's just about spreading the net out to find out if people know about tawny frogmouse nests in their garden, and if those same people are the kind of people that might be okay with a BBC film crew coming into their gardens and filming those frogmouse, then that would be amazing to hear about.
Well, Freddie, ABC listeners have a special affinity with BBC, so I reckon you're in safe territory. Stay with me because Andrew is in the suburb of Roeville, a lovely spot here in Melbourne, who I think might have some information for you already. Andrew, good morning to you. You're with Sammy J and you're speaking to Freddie, producer for Planet Earth 3.
Good morning, Sammy. Good morning, Freddie. Yes, in Roeville, we've got a tawny frogmouth who has inhabited our house and been living here now since about April. Comes in early in the morning and sleeps there all day. He sits under the eaves of our house on a downpipe and then flies off at night and then comes back the next morning. He did disappear for about 4 days recently. We thought he'd gone forever, but he showed up again just the other day. And I've got photos of him and I'm happy to text them to you. It's just
amazing.
So cute.
Thank you, Andrew. Hey, Freddie, does it count if they're living in a roof or you're really after the natural environment?
No, this is what we're trying to tell, this story about how these birds that are typically portrayed as shy birds are actually coming into the city and doing quite well there. And that's really extraordinary to hear that it's right there in the eaves of your house. That's a fantastic story.
Freddie, okay, we are all waiting and we are ready, and I'm sure listeners are ready to write this down or, record it on their dictaphones. What is the best way for them to contact you with their tawny frogmouth rumours? And I will warn you beforehand, you're going to get a lot, I reckon.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. So we've got an email address, and if you can write any messages to this email address, we'll get back to you shortly. So the email address is frogmouth.pe3, standing for Planet Earth 3, at bbc.co.uk. So that's frogmouth.pe3 at bbc.co.uk. And it'd be really lovely to hear all about your stories. But I think that there is one thing I should say, which is please don't disturb the birds if you can. We're really clear about that. But also, we all know there's a pandemic going around. And it's important to say that please don't do anything that would spread COVID-19. So it's just really the emphasis just hearing about, do you know of nests already in people's gardens?
And Freddie, don't you worry. You know, this is not a commercial station where people go around just, you know, wrecking nests whenever they see them. This is ABC listeners and they will be always respectful.
Oh, that's fantastic. Thank you. No, I'm sure they would be.
Can you confirm, Freddie, David Attenborough will read every email?
Yeah, absolutely, of course.
And
yeah.
Personally respond?
They'll be sitting right next to me as I open them, yeah.
we are very excited to have you joining us. We're a fairly safe place to come, and we have lots of tawny frog mounts. Say a big hello to David for us, and Freddie DeVasse, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Freddie DeVasse, their producer for Planet Earth 3, coming to the BBC, but before it gets there, it'll be coming to Melbourne. A reminder of that email address, frogmouthpe3, that's the letter, the number 3, at bbc.co.uk.